Kufi Beis Halachatess. The Machaber says, Hilik Avituchav Matana, Rafabo Yisrael. If a guy, we've now, I should introduce it by saying, we finished the first eight halachas were about, basically were about pas palta. We now move into the halachas of how you, the next four, about how you make pas Yisrael.
Mm-hmm.
So the Machaber says, Hilik Avituchav Matana, Rafabo Yisrael. If a guy lit the fire, and the yid put the food into the fire, or the yid lit the fire, and the guy put the food into the, baked the food. The guy did both. He lit the fire, and he put the food on the bod. And the yid came and stirred the, stoked the coals a drop. Hari's a mutter, it's mutter. Even if he just threw one piece of wood into the fire, I mean, not only did he not stoke the fire a drop, he just threw a little piece of wood into it, he makes all the pas mutter. That the only reason for this is because of a hecker, we'll explain this in a second, and therefore, it's mutter. Okay, and we're going to leave the Ramah in Mirtz Hashem for next week.
And that's
okay.
L'chakhila.
That's what the Mechaber says, yes, and we're going to leave the Ramah for now. We're going to backtrack the drop, and we're going to come back to explain what the Mechaber said. Okay, now this din that we have here, how you make pas Yisrael, this is like the din, so to speak, of how you make pas Yisrael, it comes from the Gemara in the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara gives all kinds of ideas of how you, but what it takes to make food bishul Yisrael. And the tour, we've mentioned this before, and the tour is at the beginning of the siman, and again over here, is a very interesting question. This question is like this. The Gemara about Pas Yisrael is on Daf Lamed Hey. That's where the Gemara is on Daf Lamed Hey. Mabez Lamed Vavam Rav. A few blot later, on Lamed Ches, is the Gemara about bishul Yisrael. He says, so how come in the Gemara about Bishul Yisrael, this statement that the Gemara that we're having here from Ravina Hilchasa, like a final statement Hilchasa, picks an example of bread? Okay, it's not so clear in the Mechaber, but in the Gemara, it's a case of bread. The guy, or roll, is what he baked. If you want to talk about Bishul Yisrael, we finished Pas Yisrael 3 blot ago. If you want to talk about Bishul Yisrael, why don't you suggest a potato? They didn't have potatoes then. Okay, so say a different kind, take a piece of meat. Why did, of all examples in the world that he had to pick, did he pick a case that was bread? When we're not talking about pas, now our din is here in the middle of Siman Kuf Yud Beis, but the Gemara there is not in Kuf Yud Beis. The Gemara there is in the Gemara of Bishul Akum, which would be like, for us, Kuf Yud Gimel. So why would you, of all cases to pick, you could have said any case in the world, why did he have to pick a case?
And that's lechem davka lechem. We're not going sneering with anything or anything.
He's talking about a piece of bread. There are other cases in that Gemara that use other foods in it. Foods that need Bishul Yisrael. Okay. But why Ravina, who's a Hilchasa, I'm going to tell you the bottom line, what it is. Why do you pick a case of Pasa? Of all cases, this is the Torah's Kasha. Okay? This Kasha is why the Torah comes up with a very unusual Shita. We're very not used to his Shita, which is, the Torah says, a piece of bread has on it two potential Yisurim. You close it in a second. Okay. Has two potential Yisurim on it. Pas Yisrael and Bishul Yisrael.
Mm-hmm.
Pas Yisrael, according to the Torah, means Pas Yisrael means that if a Pas Akum means that if a guy needs the dough is usher. Forget about who bakes it. That's what Pas Yisrael means. Who creates the dough? Then all foods, bread and non-bread, have another din called Bishul Yisrael. So bread has to go through two stages. A yid has to knead it to be Pas Yisrael, and a yid has to cook it in order to make it Bishul Yisrael. And immediately he says the whole heter of pas palta only goes on the first part. It doesn't work on the second part. The heter of pas palta is just that a yid could need it, a guy could need it, but a yid has to bake it anyhow. And the mela, the fact that Ravina picked the case of bread is because all foods have that thing. So bread is just as good as potatoes or meat or anything else.
Where's the makor for kneading the bread that a guy...
So the Torah holds. That's what the Torah holds.
The word in the Gemara. I don't remember the Gemara.
This is he's being bedaid from the fact that the Gemara could just use bread in the middle talking about Bishul Yisrael. So the Torah holds like that. We don't hold like that. Nobody holds like that. No, that's the Torah Shita. That the din of Pas Yisrael is independent of Bishul Yisrael. We understand that Pas and Bishul Yisrael are the same din. Just one relates to bread and one relates to other foods. And the Torah holds that pas, it has a special din that has to be kneaded by a yid. And then all bread, potatoes, everything else has a din called Bishul Yisrael that has to be cooked. That's it. Okay, now we're going to see another thing. Another answer, so to speak, to the Torah's question is, the Mechaber is going to hold in Kuf Yud Gimel that the coolers of Ravina that Ravina's talking about don't apply to Bishul Yisrael. These things that we're seeing here, we're going to see in Kuf Yud Gimel, the Machaber holds don't apply. So that's like another kind of an answer to why Ravina said his case using describing bread is because it only applies to bread. It doesn't apply to potatoes. Those coolers don't apply to potatoes. So the Gemara, he can't explain to you why the Gemara brought it three blocks later, but he's at least explaining to you why, according to him, you don't understand why it says a case of pas instead of it saying a case of a piece of meat or other cases like that the Gemara had. Okay. So now, back to the din. The Gemara said, Ravina says, which is mamash repeated right here in the din, that there's three ways to make pas yisrael. The first is if the goy lit the fire, but the yid cooked it. Yeah. The second is the yid lit the fire and the goy cooked it. And the third is the goy did the lighting the fire and the cooking, and the yid stoked the coals. Okay, which of these three do you think is a bigger chiddush than the other one? Which one would you think of as being the one that? Yeah, that of course is Bishul Yisrael. One's like this. If a yid goes, takes a potato, lights the fire, puts it into the oven, and cooks it, of course it's Bishul Yisrael. Right? So here we're saying you didn't do everything. You missed some of the steps. So which one of them is more of a chiddush that even if the yid missed that step, it's considered Bishul Yisrael? Which is the thing that makes it more...
I don't think the last step would be the chiddush, even though it's a hecker, the kissim.
No, put the kissim on the side for a second. Okay, yes. Do you think that's a chiddush to say that even hershachas kissim?
Yeah.
The three cases of the gemar. Don't get the kissim yet.
Oh, I apologize.
One is that the yid cooked the food, one is he had made the fire, and one is that the yid was machat b'kalm, he just stoked the fires.
I would say with the...
Stoked the fire.
Okay, I shouldn't have asked a question. Between the first... Okay. Yeah. No, you're right. Of course, stoking the coals is...
It's a late least...
Yeah, between the first two... Okay, let me go... Between the first two cases, is it more of a chiddush to say that the yid has... Lighting the fire is good enough, or that cooking the food is good enough?
Lighting the fire.
That he lit the fire when the food is already on the stove.
No,
before it. He lit the oven. He turned the oven on.
And then the guy put the food on. That's one case of the Gemara. This other case of the Gemara is the guy lit the fire and the yid put the food on.
I would say lighting the fire.
Is more of a chiddush.
Yeah.
Because?
Because the mice is not an actual in the mice of the cooking.
Okay, fine. The Gemara.
We have the Mechaber, who holds that the Lechatchila, you're supposed to go ahead and...
Okay, good. The Gemara actually says, along the lines, the Gemara says it even more dramatically. The Gemara says that if you have a choice between the yid starting the cooking or ending the cooking, the Gemara says ending the cooking, it's more partial that if you end the cooking, it's considered Bishul Yisrael, because you like finished it or if you made it,
the Gemara,
finished. So that's like the most partial case that that's Bishul Yisrael. And to say you did even the beginning of the cooking, or surely you just lit the fire, that's less of a, that's more of a chiddush that should be considered.
Less involvement of the cooking.
Okay, fine. Now, of the two of the cases that are here, there are extensions that the Rishonim answer them. Okay, the Gemara said, the yid lit the fire, the yid cooked the food, the yid lit the fire, the yid stoked the coals. Okay, and there are two extensions from that difference. Okay, the case where the yid lit the fire, there's one extension the Rishonim say is that even if the yid didn't light the fire, but yid lit a fire, and the guy lit a fire from the yid's fire, if yid didn't light the fire that you're cooking with, but the yid lit a little fire, and the guy took the fire from there and lit another fire from there, what we call Esh Me'esh, that's also considered the yid's fire.
By okay? Pass or by everything?
We're going to get to that in Kufi Gimel. This whole thing, I'm just saying...
We're talking Pass.
This thing of Esh Me'esh is in Kufi Gimel, which is to say, it's an extension of what we're seeing here. The Gemara said it's enough if the yid lights the fire.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying is it's even enough not only that the yid lit the fire, the yid lit a fire from which the guy made this fire, that's also considered that the yid made the fire. Okay, that's an extension of that. Then it's not here in Kufi Beis. It's only in Kufi Gimel. We'll get to it. Okay. What we want to talk about is, the Mechaber's, the extension that the Mechaber brings, okay, another extension, which is, the Gemara said is, if the guy lit the fire and cooked the food and the yid stoked the coals, so the Gemara said, that's good enough. And the Rishonim make an extension on that, which is that not only if he stoked the coals, but even if he did what we call Hashlachas Kisei, he didn't even stoke the coals, he did something less than that. Excuse me, that Rishonim say that the Mechaber brings it, that's good.
It's a Gemara.
No.
That he walked by and he threw it in there.
It's only a Gemara on the video. But it's,
One second. Okay. By Rava, the Rava was walking by.
You'll look it up for us. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says if he stoked the coals, that's good enough. But the, and that's the din that says.
He walked by and stoked the coals.
No, no, it said that he took a piece of, like a chip of wood and he threw it in the fire.
And the Rishonim...
He thought it was a fairy tale, so we're going to have to find out.
The Rishonim... The Rishonim...
I know what a fairy tale was.
So let's say what goes... What this thing is. But it's an extension.
Okay.
The Gemara just says that you could stoke the coal. That's... The Gemara is going that far. And then, what we're saying here in the Mechaber is an extension there. So what is like this? Tosis right there on the Gemara, and the Rosh also, bring... That the implication of the Gemara, not of what I just read to you, but all the parts of the Gemara
is
the implication of the Gemara is are that when we say that the Yid stoked the coals, that means is he did something that would be helpful in the cooking. Okay, that is to say, it doesn't have to be that it was crucial for the cooking. It doesn't mean that what he did was without him you wouldn't have had any food cooked. But he had to do something helpful, and they use an example that a Gemara used before in a different context, which is that the food without what I did would have taken 2 hours to cook. Because of what I did, it took an hour to cook. Okay, so what I did wasn't crucial because it would have cooked anyhow. The food would have eventually cooked. But what I did played a role in the cooking of the food. It made the food cook faster. Okay, that's what Tosfos says right there on the Gemara. And the Rosh says it also, the Rosh is more famous, is being the Shita that says the Yid, when the Yid participates, he's got to do something that did something meaningful. It made some difference in the food. If what you did doesn't help the food, it's not it. Okay? But, the Rosh says, he brings up the minigas, and this is what he's arguing against, the Tosfos brings also, that the Rambam says that the Rambam says what we have in Shulchan Aruch here, which is that when the Gemara says that if you stoke the coals, that makes it bishul apostasol. He says stoking the coals, we're now reading some words in the Rambam, but stoking the coals doesn't do anything for the food. The food is cooking anyhow. You don't gain anything by stoking the coals a little bit. What the Gemara means to say is not that if the Yid helps a little bit in the cooking, it's enough. But that the point is, the Yid just has to make a hecker. He doesn't have to cook the food. He just has to make a hecker. And he has to show that this food is not mutter unless I participate. And therefore, and once you make the hecker, then it's mutter, even if it doesn't help for cooking the food. Of course, the point of the hecker is that the reason why pas yisrael, or bishul yisrael, or pas akamu, bishul akamu is usher, is because it makes you feel close to the guy. If you say that I can't eat your food unless I do make a special step, that's like sort of reminding everybody, you know, I can be your neighbor, but I don't need to be your friend. I don't have to be so close to you. So that's exactly the point. So you avoided the issue of the pas of chasnus by making this hecker. So the Rambam holds that, again, there's no Gemara that says that it's a hecker, but he holds when the Gemara says that if you stoke the coals, that's enough to make a mutter. It's not because it helps the cooking, but it's just because it serves as a hecker. Okay.
So they disagree with the Rambam?
And the Rosh, the Tosfos doesn't mean Rambam, but the Rosh brings the Rambam. Tosfos says this min that people do, they bring from the Hanhagas Shebein Eretz Yisrael Lebavo, that in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalmi, they used to hold like this, but the Bavli does not hold like this.
So I thought the Bavli said he stoked the coals is good.
Yeah, so they understand that stoking the coals means, like the Gemara had said earlier, in a different context, that it makes the food cook quicker.
So the coals makes the fire come back up.
Bigger.
How does the Rambam doesn't mean? How do they know the Rambam doesn't mean exactly what the Gemara means?
Because the Rambam says that the words in Shulchan Aruch are the words, quote, right out of the Rambam, that even if you threw in wood and it didn't do anything for the cooking, even so, it's only to be a heck of an almond, therefore it's good enough.
Because from the fact that he brings a shalom skisim.
Yeah. What? No.
If one does not bring, right. We see your Rambam
is most. And I don't believe it's El Hecker. And even if what you did didn't do anything, even though it didn't do anything, it's still good enough. So they bring the Rambam. They say we don't. That doesn't make any sense. But they say the minigas to do like that. They do bring that the minigas to be samach on this, but they don't hold of it. They say it doesn't make sense.
No, okay. Court.
So how does the Rambam get that from
stoke the coals?
Yeah, because by a Shabbos special. I mean,
that's considered visual if you make it. I don't know. I guess that if the Gemara really meant that you have to cook it in a way that it makes it make a difference, the Gemara could have said so. The Gemara before, there was a Gemara on Amud Aleph that talked about, not about this, in a different way, about whether what the person did makes it cook faster or doesn't make it cook faster. Okay, so the Gemara went through such a thing, so why not say that over here when we're talking about how to make a bishul? So I guess that's what it is. Okay, so now, the Rosh is very clear that these are two shitas, the Pesach Sivus, they make it very clear that there are these like two different worlds about what's mutter and usher. So now we look in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch brings this problem. So the Shulchan Aruch is passing, like, as we know, that a Shulchan Skisim is good enough. Okay, now, if you might be tempted, okay, that's the best word I could use, tempted to think that the Shulchan Aruch is making a compromise between the Shittas. Okay? Because the Shulchan Aruch says, he doesn't use the word that we're used to, which is you threw in a kisein. Okay, kisein meaning like a splinter.
Right.
He says, I feel eitz echad. So you might be tempted to think that the word you threw in eitz echad means you didn't throw in a kisein, you threw in a log. Like, you know, you did something like really useful to this thing. Okay? But the reason why that is obvious, it's not correct. You can't say that, is because, first of all, those words are a direct quote by from the Rambam. Okay, so the Rambam, who's the other sheet, those words are literally plagiarized right out of the Rambam. Okay. Second is the Beis Yosef says that brings a machlokes like this. He brings this machlokes like, and he says, since the Rambam says like this and the Minhag is like that, and Svara he's correct, therefore I'm passing like the Rambam. Okay. And lastly, is in case you're still not convinced, is that in the next three halachas, each one of the next three halachas, the Mechaber uses the word kisein. Okay, he talks about making a butta by throwing in a kisein. Okay, so that word, that terminology,
so that would be attached on the first halacha then. Why doesn't he use the word kisim in the first one?
Because it's quote out of the Rambam. The Rambam is the one who said that if you threw eitz echad, and if you would read the word eitz echad, you might be misled to think that the word eitz echad means a log.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But I'm telling you, the next three halachas, in each one of them, he brings the word kisim. So don't be misled. And anyhow, it's obviously not true. Okay. Now,
just want to pause for a second.
So all of this would be fine and good. But there's a question that I have, which I don't have an answer to it. Okay? I'm just stuck with this question. Maybe one of you will be able to explain this to me. We just said, there's a machlokes rishonim. The Rosh and the Beis Yosef are very clear that these two shittas are like worlds apart from each other. They bring it that the Bavli holds the swin, the Yerushalmi holds, you know, the Eretz Yisrael holds the swin.
Bavli,
and Bavli holds like this. Okay. If you open up the Issa v'Heter, and Halacha Tes, okay, the Simon Mem Gimel Halacha Tes, brings that we hold like the Rambam.
Okay.
Mama, I don't know, not exactly word for word from the Mechaber, but basically that we hold like the Rambam. Okay, that's in Halacha Tes. And Halacha Yud, he says, Ah, Yizar, Kishem Mechate B'Gecholim, be careful when you stir it. Sh'oise Hachitui Yoyel L'Sakin Eish, that stirring should fix up the fire. V'Yoyel L'Maher B'Shuloi B'Yad Yisrael, and should make the cooking go faster because of the yid. Well, that sounds like awful, like what the Rosh holds.
Mm-hmm.
When you stoke the machata a little bit, you have to make sure that you make it go faster. The cooking should go faster. Okay. So if you could really, if you want to take a really big dachet, you could say that all he means is what words he's going to say in a couple of minutes, which is he's going to talk a few lines later about when you have to do this. In a few lines, he's going to say that you can't do it when the food is already cooked. You have to do it before it's finished cooking. So you have to do your chitoy. Maybe he means you have to do your chitoy while the food still needs to be cooked. But if the food is already finished cooking, then it's too late to do your chitoy.
Yeah,
you could say maybe that's what he means. You could say that. It's a big darshan to say that. It's a big darshan. But it's worse. It's worse. Because the Taz and the Shach in Kuf Yud Gimel, okay, in two different places, the Taz and the Shach both bring the Sisva Heter as is. Mount quote, Sisva Heter Kosov, that you should be careful to make sure that your chitoy helps out to make the bishul go faster. What is he talking about? We don't hold like that. Okay, we don't hold like that. We hold that you don't have to make the bishul go faster. That's what the Rosh holds. We hold like the Rambam, that you don't have to make the bishul go faster. All you have to do is make a hecker. You don't have to do a blessed thing for the food. It doesn't have to get any quicker. Doesn't have to, think about it. Putting a kisei in, as we all know, you're not going to do anything to the cooking. Doesn't make a, not a second.
You don't like it for older. I wasn't in the Rosh.
No, we don't all like it. We don't pass like that. So what's going, why are they bringing, he isn't that in Halacha Tes brings up the whole drama, and then Halacha Yud says, make sure you do it in a way that the cooking goes faster.
Is there a color between Afia and Bishul, La Halacha, that maybe
Halacha Yud should not work?
Should not work by Bishul, and Halacha Yud is talking Dafka by Afia. Needs to be more machmer by Bishul.
Maybe.
I gotta look at the.
Okay.
I'll look at the Issa v'Heter. Where's Simon? Where's it called? Sharmem.
The gedder of this heker is at least it should be a heker that might possibly do something or hit something. Nobody's gonna say a heker is pull out a piece of wood.
Okay, let's
say you gotta do something.
Okay,
you
gotta
put a stain on your head next to the fire.
Well,
the surah of the hecker is to do something here.
Okay.
So you can't do a chitoy, just shove coals around and that has no relationship to actually stoking it up.
So you're saying
you have to do something to stoke it up. That's what
you're saying. If I would, let's say, just move coals around, like you're saying, I move coals around in the fire, move coals around in the oven, but they had no meaning. If I just move the coal from the left side to the right side, that wouldn't be the hecker. The hecker has to be, let's say, to make the fire bigger. Now, even though... Even though the food will cook, it was going to cook in 20 minutes, and it's going to still cook in 20 minutes, but lamaise is the fire got a little bit bigger. It did something towards the, sort of, at least in theory, towards the cooking.
In theory, that's
right. I threw in a kisei into the fire, so the kisei that I threw
in... It makes cook half a second faster.
Of course, it's a joke, but at least, no, if this twig would be not this big, it would be this big, it would have made a difference, so at least it has the context. It looks like I'm making it cook quicker.
Right. Okay.
But if I did, like you said, I just moved things from left side to the right side. I turned the oven around. Well, I didn't do anything, then it wouldn't work.
Okay. But that's you seem smart. No, because it's smart. Just like my maisa chitui, right? If I would throw in a piece of a thing, even though theologically, whatever you want to say, it's not going to do anything, but if I had a big piece of air, same thing. If I'm stirring it around, it depends how I stir it around. If I would stir it around the coals this way, then, hypothetically, it would have cooked quicker.
So I'm just saying, if I take a coal and I move from this side to this side, so you can't say that I stoked the coals.
Why not? Lamaise, I'm doing an action.
This is a joke.
It's a hacker because it's not doing anything.
It's so insignificant.
I agree. It's a hacker. Rabbi Cohen is explaining.
Racks don't burn. I agree.
Okay. So I'm saying, if you're using the smart Rabbi Cohen, that just like if you had a little kisem, if I had a big one, I bet it would go quicker. So if I'm stirring up the coals, even though I'm not doing it, that would also be good.
Okay. It depends on how well we really don't stir coals, but it could be that just moving around is not going to help.
You have to know what to get our records.
So Yossi's a good answer, which makes me happy because it's bothered me very much. I couldn't understand it.
Okay.
I couldn't get what they were trying to do. Yossi's trying to be mindful that just make the point that do your chitui in a way that at least has the appearance of you trying to do something to improve the cooking. Even though lamaise, you did such a small amount that it didn't have any practical application. I'm happy to hear that.
That's what he says, though. He says that it helps, though. He says,
Yoyal Lasakin Ha'esh, so he's saying that means it improves the fire.
Yoel, you know, by
Yoel Lamaher Bishula Biyagisha. So he's going to say that means it's the type of thing that could help the cooking. You did just so small that it didn't really help.
Does it
help? But at least it's in that context. It's as simple. Let's eat to a rockin'. Unless you threw a rocket.
No, that would be
silly if you threw a rocket. So, okay, that's...
Lamaise is not after we change the Rosh and the Rambam according
to it? No, it is. Of course it is. Because the Rosh holds, when you throw something in, you have to really make it cook better.
According to this also, you have to really make
it cook better. So that's what I'm asking. Is that he sure sounds like he's saying the Rosh.
The Rosh is significantly improved
the fire. The Rosh is clear.
The example that the Rosh uses... The example that he uses is from a Gemara, which is not really about this, but a Gemara that says it would have cooked in 2 hours, now cooks in 1 hour. It must give like a dramatic... So that's a good answer. I have to tell you something. The Gemara says on these dinim, the way we're understanding it, he's medayik on the words, v'nir ha'esh ma'at. Okay, the Mechaber says ma'at, and then he says it's only for a hecker. Okay, he picks up on those diyukim, which is of course what the Mechaber is trying to say. We know what he's trying to say, that this is going like Tosfos and means this because you don't have to help. Now Tosfos has said that it's davka shemakar bishula. If you're not makar bishula, it doesn't have to do anything with the cooking. We're not going not like that Tosfos, which is the way we understand. Okay, so Yossi is making me feel a little bit better. Okay, but anyhow, I don't know how to say that they really hold that. I can't say that the Shachan Taz really hold that you have to help the cooking.
Right.
So Yossi's trying to give me an answer. Otherwise, I'm lost. Okay. Now we move from the in the din to something more lamaisa, okay, which we've all heard about, which is one possible practical application of these things, which is letting a yid light a light bulb and a glow plug and things like that, which is like this. Many years ago, the idea first came, as far as we know, from Rabbi Heinemann, who said that we're trying to make a hecker that the yid was involved. So he said, it's hard to suddenly make bishul passing shawl in the company. So let the yid, there are things that burn for a very long time. The yid will light them. So at first, I think the example was a light bulb. An incandescent light bulb gives off heat. So the yid will light a light bulb. Or a more modern version is to put a glow plug, okay, which is meant to burn for years and years. They just go on forever. Or a little flame, that's a variation of it, actually like a little pilot, so to speak, but a little flame in the oven. The yid will light that. That'll be set to burn forever. Okay, it'll just sit and burn for however long. And once the yid lit that, now the yid, that's his kisei, It's a long burning kisev, and it'll last forever. Even if they turn the ovens off, the food will stay. The things that'll be baked in there will be considered bishlizer. Okay,
good question.
Yeah.
All these examples of kisev and putting it in is in the actual fire itself.
Mm-hmm.
This is an outside source.
So, I've heard this before. We're getting there.
I haven't been involved with this in a while. I'm just
so the
here.
Okay. So the over.
He's starting with me today. You know what?
We came up. There are one. Five reasons why people that I could count here. Five reasons why people didn't like this idea. Okay, that I could get. Well, maybe there's more. Okay, you'll see how you can. Okay, first is, the first two are sort of like a little lighter. Okay,
yeah.
Which is, the first one is, the idea of a hecker is that we say that a yid is supposed to be involved in the cooking to avoid chasnus. Okay, so it's an oxymoron to say that I can make a hecker that lasts forever. Okay, the whole point of a hecker is that you can't make food for me without my participation. I have to be part of the cooking. Could it be that I could do something that for the next 5,000 years, someone said, let someone flip the switch in the power company. And now, for the whole city will be possible. Could it be such a thing? You're missing the point. The point is that he has to participate. So if we say, let's say we have a company, and we say, every once a month, the Mashiach comes and lights a fire. So it's like an ongoing thing that the Yid's participation is helping, is involved in the cooking. You can't cook without me. But to do it once forever, people said you can't do that.
You know, Emir Tashem has palter here, it doesn't make a difference.
Emir Tashem in Halacha Yud, that's a possible way to get around. In Halacha Yud, Emir Tashem will talk about that. Okay? This comes up in the Ramah of Halacha Yud. Emir Tashem gets at it. Okay? Okay, another thing. Now, this is another an unusual way, another way of looking at it. He says, if you light the light bulb, this was a light bulb type. If you light the light bulb, well, the power company doesn't always get their energy from the same places. So today they're getting from this power company, from this power plant, and tomorrow from that power plant. So your action, which was to draw energy from that power plant to the light bulb, expires. As soon as they switch over to that power plant and they turn that one down, your energy is broken. I don't know if we need to answer that question. Okay. Let's get to the more, the ones more used to. What?
Any electric oven.
Every what?
Any electric oven, then you keep
it. You're saying even if I turn on the oven completely, forget about my light bulb. They might switch it. Okay. You make it worse.
Okay.
We'll just put that one on the side. Ignore that one. Okay. Now, Rabbi Shechter said something that people are more familiar with, Yanki mentioned before, that it's only, before I continue, the five svaras that we're going to say, to my knowledge, I didn't see that any of the people who bring these svaras as bringing a riot to any of these svaras. Okay? You'll see that not each one of them has a logic to what they're going to say. I didn't see many riots flying around.
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
is more like, you know, okay. Rabbi Shechter says that the key saying that the yid has to put in goes into the fire. If the yid would have do something that's not part of the main cooking fire, that doesn't work. That's a Yankee saying. So to speak, if the yid would like a kisev and put it next to the goyim's fire, that wouldn't be anything. You have to put it into the fire. It has to be part of the main fire. Okay? A lot of people accepted this idea. Rabbi Shechter says that they sent the shout to Rabbi Yashiv, and Rabbi Yashiv agreed to this point, okay, that it has to be part of the main fire. Lots of people will not be sent on the light bulb per se, because that can't be part of the fire, but would rather move towards like a glow plug or a real flame, because those can be built into the oven. Those can be put right into the middle of the whole ovens in one
tunnel.
In one bakery that we know about, they have it. There's 50 banks of flames for cooking, and one of them stays on all the time. Okay, it's one of the many flames.
That's what this final idea. And marriage has to be part of that fire. We had with the fire.
Well, you know, in if you would say that, you know,
there's a 90, all these flames there, you put another one there, that's no good, because it's not part of it.
If you were to say that would, the extreme of that would be to say is that you could only do it in the kind of fire that they had, that was one big, huge flame.
Right,
we have 95 individual flames, every one of them is
we don't have that.
I don't think he's safe to that extreme.
So I don't understand the difference then. The significance between a light bulb, the amount of feet?
Part of the cooking? Well, this is like part of what's being used to cook, and that's not. What you're saying is what behind me would argue on it. It's that they're all giving heat. So the oven has, however you measure heat, it has this much heat in it, now it has a little more heat in it. That's what he would say. And Rabbi Shechter says, this is the part where the cooking is done, and that is sort of like obvious that that's not part of the cooking process. Okay. There's no firm ways to say it. Okay. A lot of people accepted that part of it and don't like the light bulb per se, but like the other variations of it. Okay.
So you're
saying you don't really mean that. You don't really think that if he threw a kisev and missed the fire, that that would help. You've reduced. I mean, the fire's over here.
Well, I mean, it depends on.
Well, maybe not.
So what would happen? So if the fire's over here, and I hit the keys and landed over here.
And it had no shackles of the fire?
Right. Well, he's saying it wouldn't work. It didn't burn.
It wouldn't work.
Also, you mean you think that if it's in the tunnel, it'll catch eventually, yeah, and it'll somehow happen? Okay. You think so? That makes it imply that if any place is good enough.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were asking for Korah. I think you have to throw it into the fire.
I think most people just read that the word tanner is just a variation of the word. It's just a way of saying age. It's just a very. But that's a point. Maybe that's a
good, nice point.
Okay. I was told, David Abraham is not here to defend himself, but he told me two things, and one of them is that Rabbi Auerbach told him that the dissenters went to ask the Shaila to Rabbi Shlomo Yaakov Fischer from Ada, and he told them that you could use something as long as the thing was a type of instrument that was used really for heat. That is to say, a glow plug is there to give off heat. What does it do? You put a glow plug into a boiler so that when you want to light up your fire, the glow plug is on.
So it's a glow
plug. There's a lot of heat. What?
I don't know.
A glow plug is, it's a piece of metal or ceramic which has electricity flowing through it, and it glows red hot. Okay, but and it can stay on for, I read it for like 10,000 hours. And what you do is, if you want to light up your boiler, you want to light up your oven, instead of a pilot, it's like a pilot.
Heavy lights. There's no...
I don't know.
An electronic ignition oven?
Yeah. No, so they have these little rods in there.
Yeah, and they're just burning red hot all the time.
They weren't glowing, but they were hot.
Okay, same thing. Okay, so
the colored ones.
So so he said, as long as the thing is made for heat, then that counts. So therefore, a glow plug. There's cases where a glow plug or the flame that burns all the time. Those are fine. But light bulbs are not meant for giving off heat. They do give off heat. Incandescent light bulbs do give off heat, but they're meant for light. They're not meant for heat, and therefore they don't count. I'm not sure where the source is, but that's what he said. It has to be something that was meant for heat rather than something that's just meant for light. Okay. And the last argument on it is that Rybelski's argument. Okay? He has a different one. He says that when we say that the yid can make a hecker in the goy's fire, that means to say that there is a fire, the goy has a fire, and the yid makes a hecker. That fire is no good until I do something, now it becomes good. He said, does it make sense to him that you could make the hecker first and then make a fire afterwards? Because he says, really, the way you're doing it is, forget about the first time you do it. You light the glow plug and the oven's off. And then the goy builds his fire around, so to speak, around your glow plug. He didn't take your glow plug and make a big flame out of it. You have your hecker standing there, and he builds a fire next to it. He's not using it. He's just making it next to it. He says, how could you make the hecker
before
the fire exists? The fire has to predate the hecker. First, you have to have the fire.
Okay.
Now, in that fire, I did something to make the fire. Now this fire is a yid's fire. I can't make the hecker first, have it look like a permanent hecker. Okay, and then that hecker, so now we say, whatever you do around there should be a yid, should belong to a yid. Okay?
Why isn't the glow plug considered a fire?
Oh, it is a fire.
So what are you saying?
So the yid, you're not cooking with a glow plug. You're cooking with this big flame in the oven. So if you would build your fire around the glow plug, I mean, you would take the glow plug and throw things on top of it until it bursts into flames, that would be fine.
Well, you know, a glow plug only works when you inject a fuel. You don't inject fire. You inject a fuel. In other words, if you put the gas that comes out of your oven, if you inject it into an edifice that has a glow plug,
he's not talking about that you are going to make flame out of the glow plug. You just have a lit glow plug sitting next to lots of flames that are on. Not that the flame passes the glow plug to light up. Now you're thinking
that's
an oven.
What a glow plug is.
Right, but they're not using the glow plug in the traditional way. They're putting the glow plug, they're just turning it on, turning it on in an oven, just sitting it in the corner, just sitting on the side of the oven, just so that the yid could have given a little heat to the oven. No, not to start the fire, just for a little heat. Just to get a little heat to the fire. Okay. So Rabbi Belsky's idea is you can't make your hecker before you make your fire.
So what does he expect you to do?
So he says,
the fire and then put it in?
So all the sheikhs we said, everyone until now who had complaints, basically, didn't like the light bulb per se, but were willing to work with the glow plug or the fire that's on all the time, if you did it right. But within reason, you could use those other ones. Rabelski, as far as, is going to say you can't use any of these. There's no way you can use anything if the hecker is there first.
What happens if you have the fire out and they put the hecker in there?
If you have the fire on and then you put the hecker, that would be fine, but that's, you're missing the benefit. Rabbi Heinemann's point here is that I like the hecker.
Well, you don't hear what I'm saying. You got a company comes to you.
Okay.
The thing's running,
okay,
and the fire's there, and it's warm, hot,
okay,
and they insert this glow bar in.
Right.
Is that okay? Going
so, for today's cooking, it's fine. But tonight, when they turn the oven off, you say, but my hecker's
on.
That's the But the benefit is not for today.
I got it.
Rabbi Heinemann's benefit was for the future.
For everything. Okay.
So, Rabbi Schachter has like a in-between. He thinks that, or Rabelski said, like, you shouldn't do it. And he has a possible riot from the Machaber in Halacha Yud that maybe we'll see when we get there. He has a possible riot that what the Machaber, that maybe the Machaber says that Elul is mutter. That, against Rabelski. Okay, a potential riot from
Halacha. The OU policy is not used.
The OU Lemaisa does not, because Rabelski does not use any of these kind of ideas as a suggestion.
Yeah.
Okay, the CRC and most of the other Hashgachas rely on it with the details we said before. Most of them don't go as extreme, so to speak, as to take the light bulb, but they will take the middle ones, which is the glow plugs and the fires, as long as they're part of the flames and things like
involved
that.
Involved with it.
And I'll mention the other thing David told me, that he sent, you may know, he sent a written shaila to Rav Vosner's Bezdin, asking them what they think about this, and they told him back that he's been asked the shaila many times, and he says, Dov asked about a glow plug and a flame. He didn't ask about the light bulb. He asked, I guess he's not that much close, but he asked the simpler ones to understand, and he said that even though there might be Malkum Mahachmer, but he holds that Minadin it's Mutter, and in fact, we don't do it because of that, but we in fact do that, that we use those, under the right ways, as
he has that in written writing.